Welcome to the Well One Connection, a podcast from Huron Regional Medical Center. The right care is right here.
I am welcoming to the Well One Connection podcast our president and CEO here at HRMC, Eric Larson. Thanks for joining me yet again.
Oh, always a pleasure, Maddie. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, it's been a little while, but I just couldn't let Christmas pass without chatting with you about all things Christmas, because everyone this time of year, it's crazy because we're running around and we're trying to make sure we have all of the things and do all of the things, but it's that moment of stopping and really realizing what is important. And one of the ways I find myself doing that, I leave here a lot of times in the dark and I park over by the Cheddar and Home Clinic and I get to drive by the beautiful display, and it's allowed me to stop for a few moments and just appreciate what this season means. So
as you said, it's a very frenetic time of year. And so there's a lot of things to try to fit into your day and your week and your month. But as you noted too, it's also a time to sit back and reflect on your priorities and what matters most to you. And as we, over the last couple of years, we've had the light display over at the Cheddar Home Clinic. And that's been a wonderful venue. I think it's allowed us to put something together that has more far-reaching impact than what I would be able to do at home. So we greatly appreciate the use of that building. But it does have some meaning to me that is just beyond the lights and the twinkle, right, and the music. It is a labor of love. And I'm gratified by the responses that we get of people that appreciate having that in our community. And it's certainly a labor of love. It is certainly something that does not take a small amount of time, but it's something that allows me to just a little bit of a, I don't say disconnect, but be able to do two things at once. While I think about the things I need to focus on here at work, I can keep my hands busy doing other things. It's been a wonderful opportunity for me personally to work on some of those things. But I hope that it brings joy and happiness to people in sometimes when they need it most. And I think we've all been through those times in our lives when maybe things aren't as great, and maybe it's okay to just push the pause button for a little bit and recenter. I'll tell you a story. When I was growing up, my family, we were, like many families, my parents had bought a two-bedroom home, and their grand plan was to remodel that home. And so my brother and I shared a bedroom, my sister and my other sister shared a bedroom, and then my parents slept in the living room on a pull-out couch, and every morning they'd pull the couch back up and go to work. As part of that, one of the things that most families do during Christmas is they have nativity scenes. And my parents, for whatever reason, had this nativity scene that they seemed to hold on to for a long time. In fact, I had it all throughout my childhood. And so it was a porcelain nativity scene. Over the years, of course, using the same nativity scene over and over again, I don't know that it wasn't because we couldn't afford another one, but maybe it was, but stuff started to not hold together. So we had camels that were missing legs, or donkeys that had a broken tail, or a manger that had a broken leg on it, and just different things over time. The use of that nativity scene every year started to show its wear and tear. I was reminded recently about the impact that has on us as individuals. Over time, things can really weigh us down. At times, some of us are even broken. When I first left home, my mother reminded me of that too. She actually sent me the camel out of that nativity scene that didn't have a leg. And she did that intentionally to say, just remember the good times that you had as a family, so that when you're on your own during the Christmas season, you'll maybe remember what it was like to spend those cherished moments with family. And so I got one of the broken camels. I'm sure my sisters were also had left the house, and my mom had doled out parts of that nativity scene to us kids. Each one of those probably had something broken on it, but I think that's a little bit about us as individuals too. There are times when we may feel broken, or we may feel that we're not up to or meeting our greatest potential. But it's that those times when I think we need to reflect on why we do what we do. And certainly here at HRMC, we take care of broken people in many different ways. But our philosophy around patient-centered care is that we take care of the whole individual, not just their physical ailments, but also their emotional and sometimes even spiritual ailments that may happen when they're here. So that's the goal that I have for our organization, is to try to support and lift one another through service. And this is just yet, the lights across the street are just another way to provide that opportunity to reflect on Maybe you're having a tough time or a tough week, or maybe you feel broken. But there are opportunities for that solace that comes through music, and certainly the lights don't hurt either. But that was an interesting reminder for me this week about what my mother taught me. She taught me a lot of things. As a young kid, I was not always kind, honestly. And I've told this story before. I was a pretty big kid growing up, and sometimes I was not always those around me. In fact, when I was in the fourth grade, I was out playing at recess and had a girl. Her name was Tanya. Tanya, if you're out there, hello. But we were out playing tag, and so I tagged her, and I tagged her into a fence pretty hard and broke her arm. And, of course, went to the principal's office. Me and the principal were pretty good buds. But Tanya ended up breaking her arm. And my mom, bless her heart, thought, let's teach Eric the principle of repentance. And the first thing is he recognized he did something wrong. So what my mom did is she went to the store and got me a box of chocolates and gave it to me and said, Eric, you need to take these to school and give them to Tanya. On the way to school, between my house and my elementary school, it's a tennis court. And so I ended up being late for class that day because I was in the tennis court eating Tanya's chocolates. And I don't know how moms do it, but my mom somehow found out that Tanya did not get her chocolates. And so I, again, learned the principle of repentance through my mother. But she ended up actually buying another box of chocolates. I think then it was Rolos or something. And she drove me over to Tanya's house and watched as I got out of the car and went to her front door and knocked on her door and apologized to Tanya for hurting her. So the other element that I think we sometimes forget when we feel broken is that we also need to remember to forgive and forgive ourselves. And that forgiveness is an important principle of being good in the world, not just to ourselves, but to others. And the culture we're trying to build here at HRMC is one of kindness and respect. And certainly forgiveness plays a part in that as well. But those little principles that I learned growing up with my parents have certainly had an impact on me as I've tried to be a good steward of our resources as the leader of this organization. But as the person who puts the lights together, I'm not out for fame or fortune. All I'm after is hoping people find a little bit of joy, and especially in those times when they need it most.
Yeah. And I think all of us around here that know you know that's definitely not your purpose, is for the fame and the recognition. But you do start this in September, usually October. Mm-hmm. And so you are out there long hours. And sometimes the holidays whatever holiday you celebrate, it seems to bring those stories back and those mm-hmm. memories from mm-hmm. one's childhood. And through that spirit that I think that you and Nicola certainly have brought, and with the light show, but to our organization, you have offered the opportunity for people to donate to the foundation. Mm-hmm. If someone feels the desire to give back, certainly there's no need for anyone to feel like they need to do mm-hmm. that, because you have that out there for the entire mm-hmm. community.
Yeah, I'm a strong proponent of where much is given, much is required, right? And so I think as individuals who are able to go to work and have jobs, it's important to give back. And so the foundation is a vehicle to do that. And the foundation has a great mission in supporting our local healthcare. Recently, our executive director, Levi Carey, was talking about 30 individuals who we've scholarshiped in our community around healthcare jobs and opportunities. And I think that's just a small sampling of what the foundation does. There's lots of opportunity to give. Last year, we brought in some money and able to donate that to the foundation as a gesture of gratitude for the work that they're doing. We believe that we've been blessed, and we want to give back wherever we can and try to help in some way further the mission of this organization.
Wonderful. So I'm jumping around here, but the details, the light show itself, I see people sometimes parked on this far, let's see, what are we, east side, and I'm like, oh, go around so you can see what the radio station is. So can you just explain some of the nuts and bolts and how this works? Maybe they drove by once, but they didn't get mm-hmm. get to experience the whole show. So give us the details on that.
Yeah, so last year when we first put it up, I think we had about 20,000 lights. This year, we've over doubled it to 55,000. So there are a lot of ways that you can view the show. What our intent this year was to try to utilize the parking lot across the street a little bit. But QR codes that come up that allow people to scan the QR code, and it'll take you to a website where you can actually select the songs in the playlist that we have. And so I think the best place to see it is in the parking lot. Of course, we ask people to dim their lights. so that the darker it is, the better it is, mm-hmm. and the easier it is for people to see. But there's also a Santa's mailbox we had. We had a huge number of letters again this year, which we love getting and sharing. So again, we encourage people to do that as well. We've added a couple of selfie stations. We tried to mix it up a little bit this year with the arch in the middle. We love it when people are taking pictures. There's a little selfie elfie over on, and then the wings, as always, is over on Kansas. So trying to find opportunities to interact with people. The radio station is 94.1 FM. And if you tune to that, you can hear the show. There's also a push-to-listen speaker. So if you're out of your car taking a selfie, you can push a button and it will play the music that's coming over the radio. And then again, there are some interludes in there that actually pop up a barcode that you can scan to take you to the website. And on that website, you can also get access to the HRMC Foundation page from that same webpage. And so if you feel so compelled to donate to the foundation, we'd love to support that as well. And it's off of that same page.
Yeah. And I think also on the HRMC Foundation website, there's some backlinks as well. So that links mm-hmm. out to your page. So if somebody is looking for that and hasn't been able to scan or doesn't yes. quite understand it, scanning those barcodes, mm-hmm. they can certainly go to the foundation page first.
We have grand ideas of doing different things every year, but we'll see how that plays out. I think this year we've added a number of different, what I call controllers, that actually program the lights. And it's been a little bit of a challenge because some of them were new. And so I've had to figure out some new programming things, and it's been fun learning that too. But, and then the roof, every time it's windy, got to go up on the roof and play with the icicles, and I had to figure something out there. But that's part of the joy, is that there's challenges almost every other day that hopefully the people don't see. And I think I'm probably my own worst critic, but yeah, we significantly broadened how many lights we have out there. And it's taken a small village to get all of that put together. What's putting it all up is one thing, and taking it down is going to be another. So we'll see what that looks like when the time comes. But right now the show starts at 5:30 and ends at 10. We will probably run it through the first weekend of January and maybe turn it off after that. I don't know. You could do all kinds of
endless.
Things in lights.
Yeah, endless opportunities.
There are. Last year, I think we did the SDSU fight song. When we're going to.
Yeah, I don't. They're done this year. And so is USD. Yeah. So no South Dakota teams to promote right. Or to support. But Eric, I think just knowing our core values here at HRMC, this just it isn't something that you do as the CEO of the hospital mm-hmm. necessarily. This is something you do in your own time and of your own desire and spirit, but it relates to the core values of our hospital and the care that is important to each one of us that work here and everyone in our community.
Yeah, I think what always comes to mind, and I think it's part of what we do as an organization, but it's also part of who we are as individuals, is just the word service. And we serve as individuals who in a lot of ways have been called to be in healthcare, but we're a service organization. And we believe that through serving others, we're impacting the whole, the greater good. And so Christmas is a good time to remember that, A, we're not alone. B, we can serve others with compassion, and kindness, and respect. And that those traits are what make us human. But those traits are also what make us fallible at times. We're nowhere near perfect. But this time of year is just a good time to step back and reassess, reevaluate, prioritize what matters most. And serving others, whether it be at home or at work, or maybe it is your life calling to serve others, but putting yourself out there so that you can be of benefit when somebody needs you most. And that's what we do as an organization. We're here in the toughest of times. We're sometimes here in the best of times when you have those newborn babies. But that's part of what we do as a service organization, and as an organization who wants to protect that and ensure that for our community. And Christmas is a good time to remind us of that.
It absolutely is. Thanks for joining me, Eric. And I'm excited to have a few more opportunities to go out and see those lights. And Merry Christmas to you.
Merry Christmas to you too. Thank you, Maddie.
Thanks for listening to the Well One Connection. This podcast is informational only and not intended to replace the advice of your healthcare provider. Heron Regional Medical Center, online at heronregional.org.